Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Havhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. Seth and I are going to get into some entertainment news in a little bit. We got what is the best movie or your favorite movie to watch for the 4th of July, your favorite 4th of July theme movie.
All right.
All of that coming up for you. But it's a Thursday at the 10 o'clock hour. We know what that means. Time for the pet of the week from our friends over at the South Oconee Humane Society. I want to say a big shout out to Milltown Coffee. We appreciate our friends over at Milltown.
Yep.
Got to get over there, get some coffee, everybody, and support local. We appreciate the good people over there. And we welcome in Denise from the South Oconee Humane Society. Denise, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Always good to see you and have you here with us. And it's always extra nice when you bring a furry friend in with you. Who do we have with us today?
This is Cinder. Mm-hmm. He's one of our newer arrivals. Been with us about a month. He is a long-haired black male. He's a good-sized cat, but he's very chill and sweet.
Nice.
Very, very calm.
Yeah.
Very calm to him, but also just very curious. Very curious eyes, very, engaging. You know?
Yep.
Sometimes when it's when they're a little bit more relaxed or calm, they're not as, playful or some of those things.
Yeah.
I see the age, and that doesn't match up. He's got such a young spirit to him and everything,
yes.
And a beautiful coat.
He it's not a jet black. It's kind of like a dusty black, but mm-hmm. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever used this word to describe a cat before, but gentlemen.
Yes.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Very classy.
It's the long fur around mm-hmm. the chin. It looks like he's got like mutton chops beard or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Should be carrying a cane with the top hat.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Cinder has been at the shelter for a little bit here and everything.
A little bit.
Really looking for all those paws. He's got some nice big paws too.
It
does. It's a sweet cat and a beautiful cat too. I was just talking with Denise during the break and everything. I've never met a bad cat. They're cool. Mm-hmm. But there's something about big cats.
I don't know.
There's something about big ones.
I love the bigger cats.
He's got a little bit to him, a little weight to him, and a little bit of big fur, too. Just a beautiful, beautiful cat. Cinder. Find out more about Cinder. Domestic long hair waiting for you over at the South Oconee Humane Society. You can find out more at swchs.com. We'll get into more of that in a moment. Denise, how are things going at the shop?
They're great.
Hmm.
The mascot is out of storage.
Yes.
He is on our by the dog side and ready to go for our Name the Dog contest. We're not sure if we're going to call it Name the Mascot, name mm-hmm. our roof mascot. We'll name it, but within a week we will have that out to the public. Either just watch our Facebook page and our website and we'll get it moving.
Nice. We'll be doing that. We'll be promoting it too.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
We just got to find the platform we're going to do the voting on.
Right.
That can be tough.
Yes.
It's not as easy as it used to be with that stuff.
Right.
Everything has changed with those. But let us know how it goes. Reach out. Let us know so we can let the audience know. And we look forward to getting in on that one.
Thank you.
I'll be voting. I'll definitely be voting on that.
It's good to have him out. It really is.
Yes.
He's a staple at the Humane Society.
Nice.
Yeah, it really is. And with that, getting back to kind of things getting as normal as they probably get over there.
Yes.
That's nice to see and stuff. We appreciate all the workers, the construction and all that that's being done, but that is pretty much wrapped up.
Yep. We're very close to being completely done. We just have a little floor redo, but other than that, we are organized every day and we're putting the new space to good use.
Excellent.
Really good to hear.
Thank you.
Certainly for you and the staff. I know the opening's different now and stuff, and I'm really excited to see how that looks.
Yeah.
But these animals, they deserve it too, and it's really nice to hear for them.
Yeah, lots of extra space for them, extra storage, space for enrichment, which the animals all need when they're stuffed in a kennel, but our staff does such a good job of taking them out and getting them playtime, and awesome.
Is there anything we can help with in particular, Denise? Is there any needs that you guys have over there in particular?
Still need cat litter. We still need sensitive skin food for both cats and dogs. We seem to have quite a few residents in-house right now that need the sensitive skin, sensitive stomach food. So that keep that coming.
Yeah, that can be one that it's not always easy to find, too,
right.
When you're in any shelter and such. It doesn't always, they don't have that sitting around always.
Yeah.
So that's a great one to help out with. And as you mentioned, cat litter and those things are always important ones, too.
Yep, thank you.
Any events coming up or anything you wanted to make sure we touched on?
We're going to Lunch by the River, but our next event is in September, that 5K9 walk.
Mm-hmm.
I know Rock the Shelter is coming up, too. I don't even have a date for that, but the K9 walk is in September.
And
Saturday.
And Lunch by the River was what I was thinking of. I'm really glad to hear you guys a part of those. And,
awesome.
And keeping in mind, too, that we don't always get a chance to promote all these things, but the Humane Society is usually involved. You'll see them at a lot of different places with an animal sometimes.
Yeah, we try to get them out there because that's the best way to get them seen by the public.
And that brings me to your social media.
Yes.
And when you guys share things on your posts and your page, I say this all the time when I'm wrapping up, share it on your page. You never know who might see it otherwise.
Yeah.
But it may not be more evident than with our nonprofits, and especially when it comes to the Humane Society, and seeing these animals and how difference that can make for somebody of maybe being on the fence, and then they see the animal, and oh wait a minute, that's the one, that's I want to take that one home, I want that one, that can be a big difference maker. So when you can share these things on your social media, it goes so much farther than we can really put into words.
It does help. It's amazing technology what you can do. And what people can accomplish on social media alone is just fantastic.
We have a very animal-loving, friendly community, not just here, but all of our neighboring communities, too. So you got a lot of people out there that are always looking to help out, maybe volunteer, walk dogs, some of those things. How is that looking this summer?
It's excellent. We have a lot of amazing volunteers. If we're going to be changing our volunteer program a little bit, doing some more in-house training and orientation so they all know what they're in for when they walk in the building. Because we don't want anybody to get hurt. We want the animals safe and all the humans that are caring for them to be safe as well. But if you're interested in volunteering, check out the website.
Please do, everybody. I had to get
a picture there.
Yeah,
it's just pretty. Yeah,
we may have a station cat. We may have just leaning into it, just really enjoying the area here.
I don't know if you're ready to take care of it, James.
I am. I can do it. No, I can do it. I practically live here anyway. I mean, it would be fine. There is a lot of great things happening with our Humane Society. We love you to be involved with it. Encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society and find out more. Certainly about Cinder over here. Mm-hmm. Just take a look at them and you'll see what we're talking about. But there's so many great animals and your new best friend is just waiting for you over at the Southwood County Humane Society. And even if you're not looking to adopt an animal, there are plenty of ways you can impact things over there by donating or dropping things off, sharing their posts on your pages and other things. Denise, can't thank you enough for the time.
Thank you for allowing us to be here every week.
Yeah, and Cinder.
Another party heard from.
Yeah, Cinder right there looking to take over my job now. All right, now, wait a minute, Cinder. I need this gig, all right? But we encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society with any other questions you might have. You can do that by emailing them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. You can also reach them on Facebook, direct message them that way, or go to their website, swchs.com, and of course, stop by 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be on the lookout on that Facebook page for their name and their mascots and all of that. We're looking forward to it, and looking forward to next Thursday, Denise. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you. You guys have a great 4th of July.
You too.
You too.
Happy 4th to you and the staff and all the animals over there.
Yes.
That does... So I wasn't going to lean too much into this because we've talked about it a lot and everything, but as long as I got you, I do want to touch on that one last time, that keeping in mind not only all the animals in our area and keeping, with the fireworks and some of those things, but especially if I would say you live near the Humane Society or something like that, and really keeping that in mind.
Yeah.
It's to me, celebrating the 4th of July is not a personal thing. It's a group thing. It's a country thing. And I think one of the best things you can do is look out for all your friends and neighbors and animals and all of that.
Amen. I agree 100%. And we see a 30 to 60% increase in strays over the 4th of July weekend.
Wow.
The day before, the couple days after, just because they're terrified of the fireworks. And yeah, it's tough on animals.
That's a big number. Let's try to get that number down this year and look out for each other.
Yep.
And thank you, Denise. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We will always send a big shout out to Milltown Coffee. Everybody get on over there, get some great coffee in you, and wish them a good day from all of us, and a big appreciation to Milltown Coffee sponsoring the Pet of the Week. We'll have another one for you next Thursday right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Man, when this song was big, it was big. We appreciate you joining us. Seth and James here with you. We want to send a gigantic shout out to Denise and our friends at the Southland County Humane Society and Cinder. That was so much fun.
Yes.
You guys got to meet that cat. Yep. Yeah, that's a great
very
cat.
Chill cat.
Very
chill.
Cool. Yeah. Very, very cool. I think that cat's cooler than me. I'm pretty sure that cat's cooler than me.
You know? I don't like to compare coolness with animals and people,
you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We have some entertainment news to dive into now, and we have the Hollywood Walk of Fame class of 2026. They announced it yesterday.
Okay.
I don't remember if they've always done this, but it feels like in recent years they've made more of a note about this.
I think they have. I don't think this used to be quite a big publicity thing. I mean, it was an interesting thing to say, oh, who's got a walk of, you know, thing in the Walk of Fame, but...
I believe it is the Walk of Fame. This is one where you have to be nominated and pay for it and some of those things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's right.
I don't know. I know
I think there's more than one, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, in L.A.? Yeah.
There's the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking of Man's Theater, the Man's China's
the Brahmins. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that.
Yeah.
So there's just the one here, but it is something that I don't think anybody really talks about enough. And the fact that, I mean, this is an honor, but it's also
kind of a self-promotion thing.
Yeah.
It has something to do with it. You're right.
Now, the majority of people that you see getting these are nominated by a friend, a co-star, something like that. And they did not necessarily seek this out.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But there's also plenty of people that they kind of do.
Yes.
And I think you know the ones. I think you know. If you're thinking it, you're probably right.
Yeah.
The television category includes Sarah Michelle Gellar, Gordon Ramsay, Melody Thomas Scott from The Young and the Restless, and Bradley Whitford from The Handmaid's Tale, and Noah Wiley from ER.
Wow. Actually, those are all really good nominations.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, more, they've been in several projects on television. You know, Bradley Whitford, of course, not only that, but he was in The West Wing for all those years.
I immediately thought of The West Wing. I didn't think of Handmaid's
Madison's
Tale.
Madison's Own, by the way.
Yes,
He lived in Madison.
Bradley Whitford is underrated.
He's so underrated.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
I've been happy for Noah Wiley. He's had a couple of shows break out.
He had the whole librarian thing that he did for a while, and he was one of the producers on that too. So yeah, he's had a great career.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar, Gordon Ramsay, very deserving.
Absolutely.
Always cool to see soap opera stars get nominated with these things. They don't get a lot of credit.
They don't get a lot of recognition. They don't.
There's also a double ceremony for Good Morning America. Co-anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts will be nominated.
That makes sense.
Especially the Robin Roberts part. Nothing against George Stephanopoulos or anything, but Robin Roberts is a natural at anything she does.
She's been doing it for a long time. She's really good.
She's so good. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what you see her doing. Nope. She's great at it.
Yeah.
The motion picture category is always heavily filled, and boy, is this a list. Demi Moore, Emily Blunt, Timothy Chalamet, and director Christopher Columbus, Rami Malek, Rachel McAdams, Keith David, a wonderful Italian actor, Franco Nero, Molly Ringwald, Stanley Tucci, and the late, great director, Tony Scott.
Wow.
Woo.
That's a cool list.
Yeah.
I would go for it. I mean... They could all go on there as far as I'm concerned. Why not?
Every one of them very deserving. I have to make a note. I am so, so happy to see Keith David on that list.
Yes, Keith David. There's a couple of really great character actors on there. Keith David, Stanley Tucci, of course. Mm-hmm. Two actors that I have a lot of respect for all the stuff that they've done.
Yeah, yeah. Emily Blunt, I've never seen her do anything bad.
Yep.
I've raved about Timothy Chalamet many times. Mm-hmm. We love Demi Moore around here.
Yep.
But Rami Malek is a guy that I have a personal tie to and everything. But I'm really happy to see that for him. Mm-hmm. Kind of early, I would say, but it's still cool.
Chalamet, same thing. But they are kind of big stars.
And Rachel McAdams is wonderful.
Another great actor.
It's cool to see Molly Ringwald and mm-hmm. Tony Scott on there, man.
Yeah.
I like Molly Ringwald, and I like what she's done with her life and her career since. And Tony Scott has never gotten and never will get the credit, especially nothing against his brother, but his brother kind of gets most of the credit.
He does. He gets most of the press, too. And both him and Chris Columbus.
Yeah.
Nothing maybe spectacular about their careers, but they were just, solid directors, that they could call on them to do any kind of film. They could do it all,
Yeah.
And they were, they're not going to be like your Scorsese, the mm-hmm. game changers or anything, but solid guys that did good work. Nothing wrong with that.
Some of my favorite movies those two have directed in their own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The recording category includes Miley Cyrus, Josh Groban, Air Supply, Bone Thugs and Harmony, the Clark Sisters, and Lyle Lovett.
Wow.
As a side note, I want to go to that concert. I want to go to that concert. I want to see the group of people that are going to see that concert.
That is an amazing combination of people right there. That's great.
I want them all to do a song together.
I do too. Yeah. Thugs and Harmony. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. I did see something. I want to give Roy Bellamy a credit for this on Twitter. I saw they need to do this on the first of the month. it's the only way they can do this ceremony of Bone Thugs. Bone Thugs can have their own separate ceremony on the first of the month.
There you go.
The only one for the sports entertainment category is Shaq, but that is because he takes up like half of City Block.
Yeah. No.
Very deserving. Very yes. deserving.
He's had a great second career.
Shaquille O'Neal's been entertaining us since he was a kid. Like, he's been, since he was 17, breaking backboards at LSU. I said this the other day, and the more and more I think about it, I don't think you're ever going to see an athlete like that. I know that they keep making him bigger, and you've got Victor Wembanyama out there and stuff, who's 7'2 or whatever. I'm not talking about that kind of size.
No.
I'm talking about height and weight with speed and agility and strength. Mm-hmm. We underestimate how fast he was up and down the court. We don't think about how agile he was. How good of a passer Shaq was.
The only thing he couldn't do was free throws. That was about it. Yeah.
And then
or shoot threes, I guess.
And then his second act, which has been almost as good or just as good, and he's still young here and everything, as Charles Barkley.
He has been. I liked what you said. He's been entertaining us. Hmm. He is someone who has just understood what he is. Okay, at a very early age, he understood what he was. And yes, he's one of those guys that has a tremendous ego, but we don't care.
Yeah,
because he's awesome and he's fun.
I believe that he is the last person that will be able to get away with giving themselves a nickname.
Yeah. Everyone else who tries, it just fails.
Timothy Chalamet is one of the most popular actors in the world. If he goes out there and says, yeah, you should call me this, nobody's going to call
him. No, they're going to laugh at him. Yeah.
But Shaq says, I'm the big Aristotle. Okay. You're the big Aristotle now. Sure. All right. What is your nickname this week? Okay, cool.
Steel, whatever we want to call you.
Just go with it. Steel. Yeah, nice reference right there. I was going to go Kazam.
Oh, good Lord.
And last but not least, a live theater and live performance category that includes stand-up comedian Gabriel Iglesias. Congratulations to him. What a career he's had.
He's had one heck of a career.
And the great Broadway star Leah Salonoga. Mm. Leah is the singing voice of Princess Jasmine in Milan and done many roles over the years.
Yeah. But again, theater people just are not recognized enough.
No.
Especially ones that make most of their career there. But anyway.
Fun list.
It is.
And a fun thing that's happening with the new Superman movie. Seth.
Oh, okay.
Here is some fun trivia for Gen X, millennials, and all you out there, and just anybody who might like the Choose Your Own Adventure books. Easily some of my favorite books in the world. Always will be.
I read several when I was younger,
As somebody who did not know when I was a kid that I had dyslexia and did not know how to read very well, but in a family of readers, those books really, really helped me. They really helped me because I read every one of them. I could not get enough of them. It was such a cool idea to me that you could literally choose how the book ended for yourself. And I was not one of those people that read ahead. I didn't read ahead.
No, you got to follow the story. Mm-hmm. You got to do the thing. They were so incredibly popular when we were kids. They did well over 100 in that series of books. It was amazing.
And for me, as somebody that just I always liked the looking behind the curtain, I couldn't stop thinking about how it would be as a writer. and writing multiple endings for a story and stuff. And just, I don't know, there's so many cool angles to it. Well,
it's really cool.
One more cool angle to bring back. The guy who created them, Edward Packard, he's a grandfather, and he's the grandfather of the new Superman, David Cornswet.
He is?
Yeah. If you're unfamiliar with the series, the reader gets to make decisions on main characters and choose what happens by jumping to different parts of the book.
Right.
David says his grandpa came up with the idea from telling bedtime stories to his mom, aunt, and uncle.
Oh, my gosh.
Quote, as he described it, he ran out of ideas, and so he just started asking them to come up with the next idea.
Wow.
My grandfather very cleverly would sometimes make it so that if you feel like you're making all the right choices, that doesn't mean that you end up in the right place or the place you wanted to.
You would find some real curveballs in those books, some left turns that you were not expecting. It's true.
David takes it a step deeper and relates to it in real life. Quote, I actually think that there's more to the idea of making choices not solely based on the outcome you think they will bring, but based on the principles with which you navigate life. To that point, even if this choice brings me an outcome I didn't want, I could still look back on it and say that I made the right choice.
Mm.
And then whatever the outcome, at least you can live with yourself.
Right.
You can feel like you did your best.
Mm.
Super, incredibly deep from this guy.
Yeah, right. That's pretty good.
I don't know much about him, but I have to say from the moment he got announced and I saw him, the look? Henry Cavill did a fantastic job. Henry Cavill, before he's a household name and everything, goes and looks up the workout regimen of Christopher Reeve and does it exactly.
Yep.
He also is very adamant about, I'm going to fill the suit. No added padding, none of that. What you see is actually Henry Cavill, just like with Christopher Reeve.
Yep, he said, because Christopher Reeve said exactly the same thing. He's like, no, I want to be the one that, I don't want any extra, I want it to be me. And that's exactly what he did.
And I respect that about him. Mm-hmm. I love that about him. And I think Henry Cavill is a fantastic actor and wonderful. This guy looks so much like the classic comic book Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the curly hair and everything. And his charisma is jumping off the screen in the trailer.
That's what you need.
He's very likable. Mm-hmm. Very, like, I don't know where they found him. I don't know what. Yep. We haven't even seen the movie yet. Who knows how this is going to go? It could be a failure. But everything I'm seeing right now, I don't even care about this character, and I'm excited. I'm not a Superman guy. Right. I like the Christopher Reeve movies and stuff because everybody did when I was a kid.
When we were kids, we watched them. We loved them. Yeah,
loved them. But other than that, I haven't cared much about this character or anything. This is really, and James Gunn's connection to it has really pulled me in. It's always
a big deal, right?
Yeah. He's bringing in 1,000 characters for this opening, which you don't normally see with a big name superhero character.
No, but he can do it. We know he can do it, though, because he's done it before. Real quick. I think one of the reasons why the Henry Cavill Superman didn't quite work, like you said, he did a fine job, as there's a darkness to him.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite translate for Superman.
Yeah.
At least for me, and I think a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Superman is a goody two-shoes, and I believe James Gunn said this.
Yeah.
He's a goody two-shoes. That's who he is. And that's the kind of Superman I want to see. And this actor seems to really have that, like that really nice guy mentality.
DC was trying so hard to keep up and to catch up to Marvel and seeing, what is Marvel doing? Let's do that. And they thought, oh, Marvel went dark, so we're going to go dark. Marvel didn't go dark. They went real.
Yeah, that's right.
And real things. They weren't like creating drama. They weren't creating storylines. And DC just time and time again, that's all they were trying to do was create drama, and you can't do that.
Marvel happened much more organically, and that's why it worked.
And that's part of what James Gunn learned at Marvel, and, I am positive he is going to bring over to DC.
Yes.
New on your small screen this weekend, the second and final season of Sandman hits Netflix. Batman Ninja and Yakuza League hits Max.
Real quick, is that the Neil Gaiman Sandman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the big stuff this weekend, tomorrow night on NBC at 7 o'clock, Macy's 4th of July fireworks.
Okay, very cool.
Friday, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock on the CW, the Boston Pops fireworks spectacular.
Ooh.
Friday on Max, the streaming premiere of Sinners.
Whoa.
Big summer movie.
Yeah.
And on Disney Plus and Hulu Sunday, the series premieres of the shark documentaries, Investigating Shark Attacks, Shark Quest, Hunt for the Apex Predator, and Super Shark Highway.
The title writers on these shows just have a ball with that stuff, I'm telling you.
Also going on this weekend, I wanted to take a moment to just touch on this, Seth, is Good Night and Good Luck. That is going to be playing. It's going to be streaming and playing this Sunday night, 7 o'clock on CNN.
Live?
Live.
Nice.
It'll also be streaming on Max and on CNN.com.
Ooh.
And this is an important play, a very good one. It's acted by George Clooney. I believe John Turturro is in it as well.
Oh.
One of my all-time favorite actors. And it's based on the movie,
right,
and the script,
right,
that the legendary newsman Edward R. Murrow facing the audience behind a lectern and just some incredible monologues and incredible work.
Yep.
And it was very important at the time. It was a very important and very important moment in play and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it may even be more important now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the work that they did with this one.
Right, right. Which, by the way, I love that movie. It's a fantastic film. I love it. The fact they did it in black and white and all that. Oh, my God. It's so much great. I love this. I am going to try and be able to at least catch part of it because I really want to see it.
7 o'clock Eastern time. Sorry, Saturday. Saturday, 7
Saturday.
O'clock
okay.
Eastern time. The play's Pentamillet performance will be broadcast live on CNN.
Wow.
And streamed simultaneously on Max and CNN's website.
Okay.
This is one of the more sought-after Broadway tickets out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get to see it at home.
Which is unprecedented. I don't remember this happening before.
It's really cool.
I really don't.
Really important
yes.
play. Cannot encourage you enough to check that one out, everybody. It should be really good. We got a good news break coming up for you. News,
yeah.
sports, and more coming up here on the morning show at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Seth, we got to talk about movies.
Let's talk about movies, James.
And we're going to talk about 4th of July movies.
All right.
Patriotic movies, maybe.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Movies that get you in that spirit and that
right.
feeling of the 4th.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be specifically about the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be something that makes you, yeah, think about that sort of thing.
And to that point, I think this list here that we're going to get into is going to have a list of movies that you would expect and some you definitely would not.
All right.
Since the 4th of July is tomorrow, the PioneerWoman.com put together a list of 50 movies that are perfect to add to your watch list because, of course, they did.
Because the Pioneer went well known for their movie lists.
Right, right. Yeah. yeah. Right. It threw me for a second. But great website, by the way. Great website.
Very cool.
Great
yeah.
Great work over there. And I wanted to take a look at also some other options here. So we have Rotten Tomatoes as well with 50 movies you can watch.
Oh, okay.
July 4th weekend as well.
Sure, sure.
So kind of look at these lists. Sticking with the Pioneer Woman one, they do have it in order. So I'm going to go from 15 up.
Let's do that.
We go to 1776 from 1972.
Oh, the musical. Yes. That's a fun musical,
by
the way. It
is a fun one.
Yeah.
That is a fun one.
I could totally do that one.
Great actors. Great
yep.
great cast in that
mm-hmm.
one. Speaking of, 2020's Hamilton.
Yes.
I imagine the Disney version that
yes.
you can see.
Disney Plus streaming there. Yep.
I thought it was wonderful. I liked
yep.
it. I really did.
And a couple weeks ago when I saw it live, you know, it was was really good. No, we did see it live, but.
Drop that. You drop that. More power to you, man.
It was really good. It was fun.
I can't imagine how it was live.
Yeah,
I can't
it was good.
Imagine.
Yeah.
And I'm not a musical guy, but that one hit.
Yeah.
I like that one. And it is not. I wouldn't recommend watching it if you're looking for historical accuracy.
No. It's a fictional work based on certain historical things, yes.
This weekend especially, but anytime you're seeing these things and you're mm-hmm. seeing them, I implore you to remember that it's entertainment,
yep.
but also do your own homework and look up the real history because it's quite fascinating and interesting, and it's our history.
So interesting, man. There was a couple of characters that are in Hamilton that, you know, that I didn't know a lot about. Mm-hmm. I looked them up. Man,
yeah.
What stories? These are really interesting people.
A lot
of good stuff there.
A lot
yeah.
of stuff there.
Yeah.
At number 13, Forrest Gump from 1994. I can't say exactly why, but I
no.
do think that's a good one. I do think that's a good example.
I think probably the reason is that it has a good overview of a lot of historical things that happened mm-hmm. during that time period. So that I would give it for that.
And then there's Air Force One at number 12.
Get off
my plane. We're both going to do it.
We were both going to do it. Yes, we were.
I mean, you know, you don't get a lot of movies where the president is saying it's something like that.
Yeah, right.
And you talk about a precursor to where, like, there's just a movie that came out the other day with Idris Elba and John Cena, where the president is an action
star.
Something is Falling or whatever movies with Gerard Butler and Morgan Freeman.
That
really set the stage for that stuff.
It did.
Talking about Tom Cruise earlier and everything, the reason I don't call Tom Cruise the biggest box office star of all time, because I still believe it's Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe Harrison Ford not only has the numbers to back it up, but also just his legacy, who he is.
And it gets bigger. He's still doing it, too.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington from 1939 comes in at number 11. I think if you ask me, hey, what is the most patriotic movie that you can think of? What is the movie that really sums up what we're talking about when we talk about patriotism and democracy and everything? That's probably the one I'm going to recommend.
Yeah.
And I will say that I didn't always appreciate that movie. I didn't always appreciate Jimmy Stewart. It wasn't until doing It's a Wonderful Life and going back and wanting to watch that movie that I went down a rabbit hole of his career. I've always loved Vertigo. I've always thought that was one of his best acting performances. But it's going back and watching, Rear Window.
He's good now.
Just so much better than I ever gave him credit for. And I will spend the rest of my life trying to make up for that.
More versatile than you think, too.
That's the thing. That's the thing that I cherish the most out of great actors is versatility. And I never thought he was that versatile until I went back and saw.
Because of the caricature, right?
Yes,
this is a very interesting, the voice and all
never
that.
Never gave him enough credit. Right. The shootist. Yeah. Just going to say
good
the
movie.
Shootist. It's one of my top five favorites. Apollo 13 comes in at number 10 from 1995.
Interesting. Yeah. Good movie, though. I like that movie. It's good.
Great performances.
Yes.
Number 9, Captain America, The First Avenger from 2011.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're going to take a superhero movie, that's the one.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's great.
It's actually quite patriotic. It's actually genuine way, not a kind of word pandering way.
Yeah, 100%. It's the one that took longest to grow on me, but now that I've seen it enough, I think it's a fantastic movie. It's so much fun.
Chris Evans makes you believe in that character, too. He's that kind of actor.
I can't think of anyone else who'd be Captain America.
Yeah, right. I just really can't think of it. No. Number 8, National Treasure from 2004. See Nicolas Cage run around and collecting stuff.
Not a bad movie at all. It's fun.
Live Free or Die Hard at 2007. I can't exactly picture why, but okay. I'm not going to argue
because
with
it doesn't
that.
Take place during Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
Whatever.
And American Tail comes in at number 6 from 1986.
That, I had the see part of that recently again. That's actually a really good movie. There's some twists and turns in that I'd forgotten about.
Yeah, I remember that so well because my sister, she loved that movie. And that actually is a pretty... cartoon shows you a lot about immigration. More than I ever knew. Especially to little kids.
Yes.
Like introducing them to what immigration is. It does a really nice job of that, I think.
It did. I watched it when I was a kid. Never appreciated it until I was like, wow, there's some real stuff in here.
At number 5, maybe my number 1, The Sandlot from 1993.
But the national pastime, of course.
I want to say that it came out around this time of year, too. I know I went to the theater.
It was a summer movie,
It was definitely a summer movie. But there's something about it. Now, if you're watching because I want to see something that celebrates America specifically or democracy specifically or something, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, some of those things I would recommend. If you're looking for the spirit of the weekend and just something that feels good and maybe a little lighter and everything, that's where I look at The Sandlot
and
some of that.
Right. How about any baseball movie? Natural or League of Their Own or anything like that.
Thank you, because I thought of The Natural and I wasn't going to say it, but yes, I thought of that right away. It's just my favorite baseball movie.
Yep.
I love that movie. At number 4, Rocky from 1976. God, I forget how old the original Rocky is.
If nothing, it's just that one scene of him running up and down the steps and the music going to fly now. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Number 3, The American President from 1995. Okay. I guess.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I guess because...
Is that the one with Michael Douglas
I didn't know if it was that one or if it was the Kevin Kline one. Is it the... No, it's the Michael Douglas one.
Annette Bening one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Michael Douglas as the president is pretty good.
And he would make a good president. In terms of looks, I don't know if he'd be a good president, but yeah.
No, yeah, I have no idea if he'd be a good president, but you know, looks wise.
Yep.
At number two, Top Gun from 1986. Everything I said about The Sandlot, I think, is that for a lot of people with Top Gun.
Top Gun is one thing to me, and it's the volleyball scene. That's it. I don't care about the jets flying around. It's the volleyball scene. That's what the sequel should have been. Just a big volleyball game.
That's the major scene from that movie everybody remembers. That and Goose. And at number one, Jaws from 1975.
Does that take place during the 4th of July?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Jaws, of course, many people might know, or if you don't know, was the kind of the beginning of all this summer blockbuster
thing, yes. Jaws was one of the
first. And it came out on 4th of July weekend, I believe.
Okay.
So I think that this is more of a nostalgia thing than celebrating democracy or America. Although I love, you all know this. Somewhere in some university around this country or in the world, there is some professor who is talking to his students right now about, Jaws represents is this, and the fishermen represent that, and you know, and all that. And that's what really makes it about America. There's somebody out there doing that.
It's simply a celebration of Robert Shaw. That is all that it is.
Yes, it is, yes.
We're
going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, he's so drunk, that whole movie.
You get drunk watching that movie.
Yeah, seriously, contact high.
Some other ones that they recommended, Young Mr. Lincoln.
That's a classic one, yeah.
There is Patton. I mean, Patton is a good one to mention. There is...
George C. Scott's performance.
I
know you can't really rate like through history performances because things change and all that kind of stuff. That's got to be like one of the greatest single performances of any actor any time was George C. Scott as Patton.
If you had said all that and said top 10 performance of all time in all of acting history, I had no argument. I'd been nodding my head with you. Could not agree more.
Yep.
Even if you're not into the movie, his performance alone is worth
absolutely amazing.
He comes out in front of that American flag and I get goosebumps, man. Mm-hmm. He's so good in that. I would recommend Glory as another good one.
Another amazing film.
Denzel's first Oscar-winning performance from that one. And one that I watched all the time with my Nan and Papa around this time of year, Yankee Doodle Dandy, James Cagney.
George M. Cohan, yes.
Yeah, there's something about that movie, man, that gets you into a spirit. Yeah, it gets you in there. And you brought up one that I didn't see, I thought would be for sure be on this list, but was not on there, Independence Day.
It's literally in the title of the movie, and it takes place around the 4th of July, and there's a big thing about it in that. What?
And it's a little corny, but there is actually a lot of like real Americana, American spirit, like America, we won't fight, we won't back down.
Exactly. Come on.
I mean, you got Will Smith punching the alien. Welcome to America, or something like that, he says.
Yeah, Bill Pullman as another president who's just happens to be a fighter pilot, by the way.
Right. It's always great when that happens.
You've got Data from Star Trek being a weird scientist guy. I mean, you got Harry Connick Jr. Getting his plane blown up. I mean, it's a ridiculous movie, but it's fun.
Harry Connick Jr. was really good in that. I've only gone back and watched a little of the old Star Trek. I didn't watch it growing up or anything. I'm just now putting that together that was him.
That was the scientist.
Holy cow.
It's Brett Spiner,
That's pretty cool. What is your favorite movie to watch this weekend or these kind of weekends,
A Great American Story? I'm thinking like Godfather.
I would take
that as an American
how
film.
How about Once Upon a Time in America? Once Upon a Time, any really. But I'm talking about the Al Pacino.
Yes, I know what you mean.
That one and everything.
That movie. How about any Western? Is there a genre more American than a Western?
Fistful of Dollars, the Good, the Bad, the Ugly. Oh, I know what I'm doing this week.
Anything with Roy Rogers. Let's watch Roy and Gene. I want to see some singing cowboys.
Those movies get me, man. Yeah. I love those movies. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show for the week. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here to wrap up the week. want to say a big, big thank you to all of our co-hosts, to all of our guests throughout the week, all of our sponsors, and of course, the best listeners in radio. We appreciate each and every one of you. Wishing you a safe, fun, very Americana weekend.
Yeah, stick
Enjoy
around.
Your fourth, everybody.
Thanks for sticking around. We appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. When I say best listeners in radio, I can't stress that enough. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you so much being supporting our station, promoting our station with us. We do get through this together, and you guys help us out. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
We got a great lineup for you, not only today, but throughout the weekend, getting in some local events as well. First, touching on our schedule, join us for the Rapids Report today. Kayla Rombalski is going to be joining us from UW Extension. Kayla's always got something good to say.
Amazing stuff.
We'll be getting into some good stuff with her today, topic-wise. We are going to dive right into... I got to look it up here.
Boy, that writing is really small.
It was really small. I don't know what that was. Some of the impressions of Rapids from the conference of evaluation. She's going to get into some of that with us and everything. Yeah. We're looking forward to it. Yeah. Always a good conversation with Kayla. Mm-hmm. She's so much fun.
Yep.
We got Rafter baseball for you all weekend long as well, everybody. Woo! Tonight, Rafters are back at it, 6:20. Great game last night. We're hosting Lakeshore tonight.
Yep, home game tonight. What a great way to start off the weekend is go to a Rafters game, yeah.
And tomorrow, we, of course, have Rafter baseball on for you as well. A little earlier start time, 2:50. The Rafters are hosting Lakeshore and $5 tickets, baby.
That's right. They're running a little special for that. So head on down to the ball. $5 for a baseball game? Hello. I sign me up if I weren't working.
And for those that don't know, we got the second half kicking in here with the Northwoods League. The Rafters are already taking a moment, jumping on
They're
that.
Looking a lot better.
A lot better. Got some different guys here and everything. Yep. A big thank you to the first half guys.
Yep.
Some really interesting players coming in the second half.
Yes.
We've already seen some of the evidence of that, including last night. Follow your Rafters, get to Winterfield, and of course, keep in mind, if you can't get over there, every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR. More Rafter baseball on Saturday, 5:50 in Madtown to take on the Mallards, and then back home on Sunday at 2:50 at Winterfield.
All right.
We'll talk about all of this on Playmakers on Monday.
Yes.
Seth, I do want to touch on our weekend lineup a little bit as well, because not only do we got great stuff coming up for you this weekend, but tomorrow morning, we won't be here live and direct, but we'll be with you in spirit.
Yes, we will. We've got music, everyone. We're going to have a little 4th of July music for you. We've got Tim, the polka guy, Hubbelt, has created a special hour-long show, a 4th of July show for you all, starting at 9 o'clock, everyone.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic because Tim does nothing but good work.
Yes.
So make sure you tune in for that one. And then something new we've never done before. At 10 o'clock, I'm going to do an hour-long special, Seth Faces the Music. I've never done that in the almost 4 years I've done that show. I've never done this before, and I am super excited. We're doing songs about America. Now, for those of you who've listened to Seth Faces the Music for a long time, you know I will not just pick the standard songs for that. Oh, there's going to be some you know, but there'll be some other ones that I really like that you've probably never heard before. So make sure you tune in 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for a special Seth Faces the Music.
Spread the word about Seth Faces the Music, too. It's one of our favorite shows. We're proud of that show and all the work that Seth puts into it. You can catch that every Sunday. Let's get into our Sunday night lineup a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that.
We got our weekend lineup that you know to come and love and everything, but I don't have that much time, and I do want to make time for that. We will have, of course, Rafter Baseball on Sunday for you, so keep in mind Director's Playhouse this summer. We'll probably not be doing
basically,
too many
when the Rafters are playing at home, there won't be one because they preempt it,
And they have a lot of home Sunday games.
They
so
do.
We kind of avoiding that one, but we will periodically have Seth Face the Music for you.
And,
we will have an episode for you this weekend.
Yes.
Lined up in play.
Yep. We'll have probably that second hour.
Yeah.
We'll have a replay of the 4th of July one because it's just an hour, and then hopefully that the game will be done by then. That's the big worry on that one. So we will be playing that at 7 coming up on Sunday. But then the rest of the way, we've got a regular lineup. We've got, of course, Unlabeled, the 90s show here.
Tape 28 lined up for you, everybody. Got some Beastie Boys, let's see here. I got Beastie Boys, Eminem, Crystal Meth, Faith No More, just a bunch of different bands.
Yes.
All kinds of crazy music in there.
Good
all
stuff.
90s music, because that's what we
of
do there.
Of course, it is all 90s.
Taking requests, anything that was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it there for you on Unlabeled.
Yep.
And then premiering after Unlabeled, the debut episode, because that's what premiere means.
That's
means. Burn before listening.
Yes, this is a brand new show. We are premiering, as Jabe said, in several different ways. 9 o'clock on Sunday night. It is our 2000s show. Yeah. So as Laura says, who is the host of the show? Mm-hmm. The Elder Millennials. That was her words, not mine.
Yes.
That's their music, and she has put together a fantastic playlist of songs. It's going to be a new regular feature, except for the last Sunday, of course, every month when we do Masters of Mystery. We're not taking that away.
Yeah.
So we're still doing that as well. But all those other Sundays, right after Unlabeled, you've got Burn Before Listening. It's going to be great. Tune in, everyone. Great music all Sunday night.
Really excited about it. Laura is also taking requests, anything released in the
2000s. 2000 to 2009.
Yeah, yes. Let her know and she will play it for you. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to Laura. That's awesome. Great show.
It's good
great
stuff.
Show. Heard good things about it already. The city of Wisconsin Rapids has their Independence Day celebration going on this weekend. We started our show talking about this. The display will begin at approximately 9:30 and can be viewed along the beautiful riverbank, a downtown area. You can check it out over there and you can find out more information about it at wirapids.org. Encourage you to do that. Go to wirapids.org for more information. Lunch by the River going on in just a little bit from now, half an hour. 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. At be sure to check that out today. They're going to have some great stuff. U.S. Bank and Rapids Orthopedics are sponsoring some great entertainment from Klein Creek. And, of course, great food from Chatterbox, Jamaican Kitchens, The Pig Pen, Wisco Grill. Get on down there. Check that out. Sometimes our Humane Society is down there.
Yeah, that's right.
That. Yep. Want to say a shout-out to Denise and the gang at the Humane Society. Big thank you to Cinder for being here today. And, of course, Milltown Coffee. Find out more and be a part of Lunch by the River all summer long, every Thursday. We're going to be down there in August. We'll meet you down there.
We'll let you know. We'll be ready.
Focus's Neighborhood Meals are going on today. Head on over there for more for those. 2321 West Grand Avenue here in Rapids. Dining room opens at 4:15. Meals are served 4:30 to 5:45. Mm-hmm. And, Seth, we had a couple other things.
Yes, I want to make sure we do highlight this one. The Adams County Fire District Street Dance is happening on Saturday, everyone. Get ready for an entire day of fun. Starts at noon, goes till about 10 o'clock. They're going to have kids games, face painting raffles, a bake sale, food and beverages, of course, and more. They're going to have some live music with Casey Kilgore and the Swing Crew. But most importantly, there's going to be some tunes that are going to be played earlier in the day from our own Tim the Polka Guy. He will be there live and spinning all kinds of great music for you guys. Big shout out to Tim for doing that. Love the fact that he gets to get out and play music live again. That is so cool. Head on down there. That's coming up on Saturday, everyone, at 399 East Ann Street in Adams. Lots of fun happening there.
I have not been able to stop smiling since I heard about
that. It's so great.
So happy for Tim.
Yes, indeed. We got the farmer's market going on right now, everyone. The weather is perfect. Go on down there. Goes till 1 o'clock today. So that's still happening. And, of course, we do have the city band that will be playing tomorrow over at the Centralia Center at 7 o'clock as part of the 4th of July festivities.
Wanted to encourage people to check out that city band. Also, check out our WFHR newsletter. Have a new edition that was released. Going to be released at
today
noon,
at noon. Yeah, an hour away.
So an hour away from that. Sign up at WFHR.com. Big thank you to that, everybody. And a Holocaust survivor named Andrew Roth got to meet one of the American Army vets who helped free him 80 years ago. Jack Morin, who was part of a group that liberated Andrew's concentration camp back in 1945. Both men are in their late 90s, and Andrew uses a wheelchair. But when they met, Jack told him he didn't have to get up, but Andrew insisted. He stood and gave him a big hug.
Oh, what an amazing story.
Have a great weekend. Happy 4th, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.